We've got an update now on another massive data breach. It's the one at Marriott, the hotel chain. Back in November, it revealed that hackers had accessed the information of up to 500 million guests at their hotels. It's one of the biggest security breaches ever. And the suspect is the Chinese government, specifically China's equivalent of the CIA. Today, Marriott had good and bad news. The good news, they say the breach didn't affect quite as many people as they'd thought. The bad news, more than 5 million travelers had their passport numbers accessed. Pretty sensitive stuff. So why would China want that information? We put the question to Priscilla Moriucci. She used to be a top cyber defense official at the National Security Agency.
Passport numbers can be used to track the travel of people. For an intelligence agency, that can be sources or potential recruits. They can be used to confirm names, birthdays, places of residences, identities. These small details can reveal a lot about a person to an informed intelligence agent.
And I guess Chinese officials could pass this information on to other countries' intelligence agencies or barter it for something.
Certainly. But I think the bigger threat here is all of the data that was taken by the Chinese intelligence agencies at this time. So Marriott claimed that this attack started in 2014, right? So during that time frame from about 2014 to 2015, the Chinese state was stealing large amounts of U.S. persons' personal data. That included the Office of Personnel Management, or OPM intrusion, which revealed information on about 20 million government officials, intrusions into healthcare, health insurance providers, community health system, Anthem Healthcare, Premier Blue Cross. Mm. Right. So it's the aggregation of all of this data that makes it so powerful. And in this case, passport numbers just add an extra layer of legitimacy and usefulness to this data for the Chinese state.
Priscilla, we hear a lot about Chinese hackers breaking into systems to steal intellectual property or trade secrets. Is it common for Chinese hackers to be taking on like a big data sweep like this?
Yeah, especially during this time frame in 2014 and 2015, there were a number of intrusions by Chinese state actors into what we would call PII, or searching for PII, personally identifiable information, you know, that, you know, many believe would be used by the intelligence services, the Chinese intelligence services, to identify vulnerabilities or weaknesses in government officials or military officers, or even to go so far as developing so-called like big data techniques or analytics, right, to run all this data through to see if they can pinpoint pieces of information or leads, right, that might give them information on an intelligence officer or an operation or something like that.
One of my colleagues in our newsroom was actually one of the people who was notified that his information may have been stolen as part of this hack. Is there anything people who were affected can do at this point, or is it too late?
That's a great question. So, I mean, there's so much personal information already out there available to both the Chinese state and criminal organizations on all of us. One of the things that we sort of tell people are just some common practices. For example, like your passwords that you use, right? You don't use them across multiple platforms. And if you do, to change them. Mm. Or maintain vigilance on your credit report. But that's if your information is obtained and used by criminals. So it's difficult. The advice, if you're kind of a victim of nation state crime, is very different. And there's relatively little that, you know, you can personally do.
Priscilla Moriucci, previously with the NSA, she's now a cybersecurity analyst with the company Recorded Future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.